If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to John chapter 14. John 14, verse 1, the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." This is very familiar passage tonight. We've preached out of it several times, but I don't think you could ever exhaust the text of God. I said, Bible said David, there was a fellow one time was a Bible preacher, and he met a little fellow over in Europe, and said that little fellow got to talk to him, and he's just full of the Spirit, full of God. And the old man of God said, "Well, if you ever get in the States, call me and I'll get you to preach for me." Well, a little old boy showed up, and on a Sunday night he come in, and the preacher seen him, and he remembered his promise, and he told him, said, "Well," said the son, said, "since you're here," said, "I promised you," I said, "go ahead and preach." He got up and he turned to John 3:16, and he preached the best message you ever did hear. Well, fire of God just fell on it, and the preacher said, "Well, come back." He come back the next night, and he said, "Turn to John 3:16, and he preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. And the preacher said, "Well, boy, pray God," said, "come back tomorrow night." He come back for seven nights, and every night he turned to John 3:16, opened up the Word of God and preached on that verse, and power of God fell all over the place. So you can't exhaust the Word of God. It'll never run out. It'll never be where it's not sufficient to get the job done. But I want to look at this tonight again in your hearing for just a few minutes, and we'll go to the house, and I want to look at what God is telling us here about the way. I want to preach on this talk just a few minutes. If God would be my help on how can we know the way. How can we know the way? As we look at this, we see the Bible says that He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And in my Father's house," amen, I will say, our ultimate goal tonight, praise God, is head toward the Father's house. Amen. The best place that we can be tonight is with our minds stayed on the Father's house. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because Jesus Christ our Lord, every time He looked, every time He prayed, He looked up to heaven. I will say, praise God, Brother Junior, He was looking for the Father's house. He was looking in the direction, praise God, that He knew. I'm glad tonight there's something down in my soul that encourages me about the Father's house. There's nothing in this world, praise God, that's more exciting down in my soul than thinking about the Father's house. Hey, God, one of these days I'm going to get me a place up there. I told Him, I said, I'd like to have that place in a balcony that overlooks the throne of grace, where every time I look out the window, I can see Jesus Christ, my Savior. Oh, well, won't that be something? When we get over there, amen, glory to God. I believe He said, give you the thoughts and desires of your heart according to the will of God. And if we want to see Jesus, praise God, here, and we want to see Him there, I believe we'll see Him every time we look around.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You get to looking for Jesus, you'll find Him.
Amen.
Amen. He's over at the Father's house. He's looking for us. He's desiring the Father's house. Praise the Lord. But He told us, He said, Lord says, you know, in the Father's house there's many, He said, are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. You realize tonight, church, that God's prepared a place for you?
Amen.
Amen. And He's prepared a place for all of us. It's prepared for that place, prepared for us.
Amen.
Praise God. How do you get that place, praise God, that's prepared for you? You accept Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. That way He put your name on it. Praise God. It belongs to you. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, it's an exciting thing to be a child of God, realizing, hey, I might not have much here, but praise God, I got things laid up in heaven. Probably the most spectacular thing I've ever, you could imagine. Praise the Lord. He said, and whether I go, you know, in the way you know. Amen. Now, you know, them old boys had been a long time with Lord Jesus Christ, been a while with Him, amen. They ought to know the way He was going.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Praise God. that the road he was on led to the Father's house.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The road I'm on tonight leads to the Father's house. The path I'm taking tonight, praise God, going to bring me out over at the Father's house.
Amen.
Amen. Glory God. I want to say there's only one way to get there, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
It's through following Him. Praise God. It's through the Lord Jesus that paved that way. He went to the cross of Calvary. Amen. That blessed old cross, praise God. Without the cross, that was a crossroad of humanity. But I'm praying God, I praise God tonight that Lord Jesus Christ, when He hung on that cross, praise God, He brought the roads together, and now there's only one road. Road, and that road leads to Calvary. That road leads to Lord Jesus Christ. That road leads to heaven. Praise God. There's a lot of people today. I felt in the last few weeks, I've had two or three people tell me, well, preacher, there's more than one way to get to heaven. I said, well, that may be for you, to heaven you're going to, but praise God, there's only one way, and that's the Jesus way. The Lord Jesus Christ paved the way. Praise God, He made the way. He paved the way. He gave us the way. Amen. He is the way tonight. Only way to get to heaven.
Amen.
He said, you know the way. Amen. He said, whether I go, you know, in the way, you know. And Thomas said unto Him, now watch. He said, Lord, we know not whether Thou goest. I won't say Thomas, bless your heart, he wasn't keeping his eyes on the Lord. Amen. If you keep your eyes on the Lord, praise God, you'll realize this little, hey, listen, it won't take you long in this blessed old King James Bible if we'll keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, what He done, what He said, and His actions, His reactions, praise God, we'll realize that He was looking to the Father. He was looking to heaven, praise God. He was looking at the throne of grace, praise God, from which His help come, praise the Lord. His help come from the Lord, and He was trusting in the Father, praise God, to show Him the way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But Rex, what you was talking about, praise God, he said that the Father was going to show him the way so he could be the way.
Amen.
Amen. And now all we got to do is just follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why He called the disciples and He had said, follow me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You can follow Jesus, glory to God. He'll take you right in the portals of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. There's no other man in this world that can take you to heaven. There's no other person that give you a blessed hope and a promise that Jesus Christ, our Savior, gave us. But Thomas said, we know not where Thou goest. He said, how can we know the way? That's a question we got to ask ourselves. Now, how can we know the way? Now, the way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, there is no way. Amen. The only way to get to the Father's house, praise God, is to follow the directions. And the directions say that the means to get there is Jesus Christ. Amen. The death, burial, and the resurrection, the forgiveness of sins, praise God, is what gets us, gets us to the Father's house, gets us going in the right direction, and keep us on the right path. He said, there's a way of righteousness that we are to follow, amen. I want to say there's a righteous way, a right way in the eyes of God that we need to walk today. These people all around us is trying to figure out a better way. I want to say, praise God, there's no better way than just follow the Lord.
Amen.
We have 66 books of directions. Amen. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. We just need to follow the instructions.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It's not hard. Amen. We just listen to the Lord. And listen to Him with your heart. Praise God. Let heart languages begin to speak to us. Amen. Praise God. We got too much of a head language. And this is where we got so many people that's so smart they ain't got no sense getting out of the rain. Amen. They're well-educated people. They don't know nothing about God and godliness. Had an opportunity this evening to talk to a lady. And boy, I tell you, the Lord's a touching. Lord's a doing something. Lord's a showing her some things. She's talking different from the way she used to talk. Amen. I told her a while back, I said, she was talking about this and that. I said, well, I said, we need to get our instruction on that from the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Holy Spirit of God needs to show us right and wrong. Man, there's a whole lot of people in this world, they don't believe in right and wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. Whatever feels good, do it. That started back in the early 60s, by the way. Yeah. Amen. A bunch of junk come out there and say, well, you know, if it's okay, if it feels good for you, then it's okay. I mean, I will say that's a lie of the devil. That was conceived of the devil. That come from the prince and power of this world. It didn't come from the God of heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we got to do things that's contrary to this flesh. Amen. It's flesh get us in trouble. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God. It's our force to lead, guide, and direct us and show us the right way.
Amen.
If we'll just trust in Him. Amen. It'll get us to the Father's house. See, that's what John, Paul was talking about. He talked about that mystery of godliness. Amen. He said, I want to say, praise God, it's not a mystery no more. It's been revealed. We can see the power of God in it. Amen. As we begin to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for the help that He has to give us. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, the Bible says this. He said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Amen. I want to say one thing. What the place where it's got to start is at the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. All righteousness has to start at the house of God. Amen. If it starts at the house of God, praise God, it'll trickle down. It'll be in our house before you know it. Amen. Amen. Praise God, we ought to look for that. He said, which is, you say, well, why is that? He says, because, he said, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Amen. In other words, he said, it's the very pillar. He said, the church, Brother Rex, is the very pillar that supports the truth.
Amen.
A church ought to stand for truth. Amen. If we don't stand for truth, we'll fall for anything. Ain't so much isms and schisms in this world, praise God. You got to be careful what you let come in your door, or it'll destroy you, destroy the church, destroy your family, destroy your life, it'll destroy your children, it'll take them out in the world, deceived and lost without God, and they'll never know the truth, praise God, because the devil's done stole it away. But I want to say there's a place and a time called the church of the living God in the day and hour that we live, and we can stand upon the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, praise God. It's never wrong to stand upon the truth. And he goes on, he says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Amen. He said, there's no controversy to it. There's no indecisiveness in the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. It's a mystery of godliness, or a God-wordness, a towards God way. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, the old preacher Ecclesiastes 12 said that the as a tree leaneth, so shall it fall. Amen. Praise God. I want the old trunk of this old boy to be leaning hard toward Jesus when it comes that day. Amen. Praise God. I want to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of my life. Praise God. Why? Because He's got me. Amen. Glory to God. He's not going to let me go. He's not going to let me fall. He's going to stay with me. Praise God. I may take a whooping like Brother Rex said, but I remember today that the Lord Jesus Christ saved me. He purchased me by His blood, and His blood's been sufficient all the way. Praise God. It's never. I feel sorry for people that believe you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. They just claim the blood, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My works has to keep me. I'll be lost again by dark. But praise God, I'm glad the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient for the salvation of my soul. He bought me. He prayed for me. He paid an awesome price for me. Praise God, and I belong to Him.
Amen. Yes,
amen. I know there's a lot of wishy-washy people that blow gum and made a profession, live like the devil. Amen. They're lost. Amen. Praise God. But you get the Holy Ghost of God deal with your heart, showing you're an old sinner. You repent of your sin. You receive the cross of Calvary. You go to the crossroads, praise God, between life and death, and you receive Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, you're changed forever.
Amen.
Amen. When we trust in what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. The Bible says we all sin come short of the glory of God. I wonder what sin it'd take to get you lost again. That's where I wonder. I wonder what it'd take. Doing this or doing that, praise God. I won't say, praise God, we all sin come short. But I'm glad we got blood that's covered our sinfulness, praise God. And our faith is not in me. It's not in man. It's not in Brother Danny to keep me, praise God. Jesus said, I'm in my Father's hand. I'm covered by the blood. And Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I'm secure. I'm safe. The Holy Ghost of God has led me. He said, praise God, I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I'm headed for a better place. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't worry about my salvation nor, praise God. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me just say this. We can't use Jesus for a spare tire. I've seen so many times here lately, people get in a bind, they'll get in a hardship, they'll have difficulties, and boy, they'll stop, and they'll hit their knees, and they'll cry out, and they'll make God all kind of promises. Oh, Lord, I'll do this, and I'll do that. Oh, God, if you'll just take care of this circumstance. And then when God does, I mean, God miraculously touched, God miraculously healed, God miraculously delivers out of that difficulty, and before you know it, they're back the way that they were. I won't say you can't use Jesus for a spare tire. If you use Him for a spare tire, hey, listen, you may get way down the road somewhere by yourself someday where you put yourself and have a blowout and God may not be there. Amen. Your spare tire. But praise God, if He lives in your heart, Lord God, He's with you always. Amen. That's the difference in being born again. Amen. He said you have that birth from above, praise God. It's a whole lot better than that one from the earth. Amen. Praise God, that birth from this world, praise the Lord. It's miraculous in itself. It's a miraculous thing when a mama brings a little old baby into this world. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Amen. But praise God, I won't say it's even better when a child, somebody that's lost and dying on their way to a devil's hell, praise God, falls on their face, repents their sin, and get born again by the power of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and the cross of Calvary, praise God. It makes such a difference in your life that you can't get over it.
Amen.
Amen. We may run to and fro. You know how we were in kids, praise God, we was trying to find a direction. And we didn't know the director was right there the whole time. Amen. He's there the whole time. He's there to give us the direction that we need. To show us the way. All we got to do is follow the Lord. But He said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. His God was manifest in the flesh. That's not too hard to understand, is it? God was manifest in the flesh. In other words, He was revealed in flesh. He was born in a stable in Bethlehem, praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. He was justified in the Spirit. Amen. God declared Him as righteous. Amen. The Lord said, "This is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen. He didn't say, "Who I find just a few faults." No, the Father, praise God, from the Father's house, looked down upon the man Christ Jesus, and He said, "I'm well pleased with it." He said, "You're running well, son. Keep up the good work."
Amen.
Amen. Glory be. What an example we have tonight in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, that's why it's just easy just to follow Him. He was sanctified by, justified in the Spirit. Seen of angels. Amen.
Amen.
They appeared. Praise God. They seen Him. They saw, looked upon Him. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Amen. To the nations. The word went out to the nations. It's still going out to the nations. Man, we got little Filipinos over in the Philippines that we support and they're missionaries. And praise God, they're winning souls. They're preaching the gospel. They're hungry. They're starving for the gospel. Brother Ralph said in South Korea, they're starved for the gospel. For the preaching. For the word of God. The Chinese are begging for Bibles. Even though if they get caught with one, it means they go to prison. Hard labor because they had a word of God and said, but they want it so bad that they get them and they'll tenderly cut out one page so they can take one page to the house with them. Amen. And we're so blessed we got Bibles laying everywhere we never touch. Amen. And they want the word of God. Why? Because that's the preached word. That's the word of God. That's the word that'll move. He said, "We're believed on in the world, and He was believed on in the world and received up into glory."
Amen.
Amen. The mystery of godliness, praise God. We know the way because we know the mystery. The mystery's been revealed to us. It's not hid from us, praise God. He said, "If there's anything hid, it's hid in you."
Amen.
Amen. We ought to be giving out. There ought to be nothing hid in us that God gives out freely. Amen. Praise God. We ought to just open her up everywhere we go and just pour it out. Let it just pour out all over the place. Amen. We live in a day and hour, Brother Larry, we're politically correct. We say, "Well, preacher, we can't say that because it might hurt somebody's feelings." We can't say that. We ought to say that because it might save somebody's soul.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't worried so much about their feelings, praise God. I'm worried about their soul. But these folks out there are looking for something. They're listening for something. They're watching you and I just see what we do.
Amen.
See if we've got what we claim we say we have. Amen. They're looking. They're watching. Amen. And praise God, if we'll just stay steadfast in the Lord, they might get some too. But we see that how we can know the way, praise God, is because that mystery has been revealed, a mystery of godliness. God warned us that God came to us, praise God, and He shows us the way. And He gives us a hope. Amen. It's not just any hope that God gives us tonight. The hope God gives us is a living hope.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, if I had hope in this world only, I'd be of all men most miserable. He said, but praise God, I got a hope that's out of this world. He said, I got a hope, but hey, glory. He said, I got a hope beyond to be here and now. He said, I got a hope that's pointing to another realm, praise God, a spiritual realm, a better life, a better day, a better way, praise God. He said, I'm looking and learning. He said, I'm longing for that. He said, I'm in a scrape between two. He said, it's better for me to be right here with you right now. But glory to God, I'm looking forward to crossing over and going home.
Amen.
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 Praise God, ain't you? Amen. But we see that living hope. You look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. The Bible says in verse 3, it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy. Ain't you glad for abundant mercy?
Amen.
Amen. We did not deserve mercy at all. The Bible said that God, through His abundant mercy,
amen,
hath begotten us again unto a lively hope.
Amen.
By the resurrection. How do you get a living hope, a lively hope? He said we got it by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
Because He grows, praise God. On that third and appointed day, He got up victorious over death. Said we don't have to live, Brother Junior, in deadness no more. We can live in life in Lord Jesus Christ because He's alive and well today. Sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you, praise God. What a Savior we have, and He would do that for us.
Amen.
Amen. He went all the way to Calvary. Amen. To become that lively hope. You know what a lively hope is? A lively means that that hope, it keeps going. It's lively. It just keeps growing. Just keeps getting better.
Amen.
Amen. It's kind of like a snowball when you roll it down a hill. Amen. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. He said that lively hope we have, He said it is not only lively hope, a living hope. He said it's an eternal hope that we have in Christ Jesus this evening. Thank God, I'm glad I've got an eternal hope. Amen. A hope that's going to carry me throughout the ages. Praise God. God's done made it eternal. Jesus walked to Kedron, John chapter 17, crossed through that valley. He began to pray for Himself, prayed for His disciple, and prayed for you and I that have come along after. And He said, Father, I would that they be with me where I am. Amen. That high priestly prayer, He said, Lord, He said, Father, my heart's desire is that these, amen, praise God, You restore the glory I've had with You from the beginning, praise God. He said, then I want You to, praise God, to bless these disciples. I want You to bring them to Me, all those that they would touch with the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. I want them to come to Me. And Lord, it is my heart's desire that they be with Me where I am, around the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God, you know what's going to happen? Brother Austin, one damn little while, we're going to be where He wants us to be.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, He's going to look around, He say, Father, He said, here they are. By Psalm chapter 24, praise God, He's going to march up to the gate, and He's going to open wide your gates, your everlasting doors. He said, who is it? He said, praise God, it's the King of glory. Open wide and we can come in. Glory be to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to march us in before the throne of grace, praise God. And He's going to pull up to the throne, and He's going to present us to the Father without
Amen.
Spot or blemish.
Amen.
Praise God, all my faults, all my shortcomings is going to be put away. Praise God, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, in whom my faith is, amen. Without my faith in Him, praise God, I'm nothing. But because I have faith in the finished work of Calvary, praise God, I'm saved to the uttermost, from the guttermost to the uttermost, and I'm looking forward to that glorious appearing when He'll present me to the Father. He'll say, Father, here they are. You can count them. I haven't lost one.
Amen.
I'm glad I got a Savior that can keep me. Amen. I'm like Brother Charles. I used to try to live my life for the Lord, but I used to get angry sometimes. And boy, I got down, I begged God. I said, Lord, I ain't going nowhere till You help me. I need You to help me. And boy, there's a peace come over me. And now when I get fired up, I get angry. Well, that alarm, Brother Charles said, it's like an alarm beating on the back of a trash truck. Beep, beep, beep. Amen. When I start feeling that welling up in me, boy, that goes down deep in my soul, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God said, here's your warning, boy. I said, hold on right there.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, He don't let me go where I used to go.
Yeah.
Amen. How about you?
Yeah.
I can't do what I used to do. Amen. There's a lot of people think, well, you can be saved. You can still do what you want to do. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. Praise God. My want to's has changed. I don't want to do nothing that's going to dishonor my Savior. I don't want to go out and drink a beer where I can, where my neighbor or somebody that I know could see it. Amen. I'd bring a reproach upon my God. Amen. God changed me from the inside out. Praise God. I'm not that person I used to be. I'm not the person I'm going to be, but praise God, I'm His.
Amen.
Amen. I have a living hope in Christ Jesus today. Praise God. Because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, to an inheritance. You realize you got an inheritance today? Now you think about this. I'm trying to hurry. I got a lot to pray. You're in a hurry. I know you are. These young'uns got to get home and get in the bed. Amen. We got inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just think about that.
Amen.
I mean, you may have an inheritance here. You know, a promise of this or that, maybe some land or property. But praise God, we got something laid up in heaven. It's far better. It's something that'll never fade or perish or wear out. How do you know? Because he said it's to an inheritance that's incorruptible. Amen. No corruption. What brings corruption? Death, dying, disease. He said, praise God, there's an inheritance that's incorruptible. Praise God. He said, it's not going to perish. He said, there's an inheritance. He said, it's incorruptible. He said, it's undefiled.
Amen.
He said, ain't no sin on it. Ain't no sin in it. He said, praise God, God searched over that inheritance. He said, praise God, I want that inheritance to be perfect.
Amen.
I don't want to be no flaws in the inheritance. Amen. I'm glad we've got an inheritance tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, and fadeth not away. In other words, it's time proof. It don't wear out over time. I'm glad this don't wear out over time.
Amen.
I got saved March 1976, and there's been times that I'll admit I've kind of strayed away from God and kind of went my own direction. But I'm glad I thank God for what I have down in my soul. Praise God. It never gets old. It never wears out. It never gets stale. Praise God. It's always fresh and it's new. It's that stirs me all the days of my life.
Amen.
It gives me encouragement. It not time don't affect it. The older I get, the closer I get to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. We're getting closer to the promise, youngins.
Amen.
Won't be long. Amen. He said, faith is not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Reserved. Praise God. It means it's put up. It's kept for you and me. He said, who are kept by the power of God. So how is it kept? By God. Amen. Wow. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.
Amen.
Ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. So who's keeping us? Who's keeping this thing? Praise God is.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I ain't got me.
Yeah.
I dropped me 4 days over.
Yeah.
Praise God. Sometimes I drop me like a hot potato. Praise God. I feel, because I'm so, sometimes I get so upset with myself. So discouraged within myself. All the praise God. If I was keeping, I'd throw me down. Praise God on purpose. But praise God, I'm glad I serve a God of heaven, love me, praise God. He gave Himself for me, praise the Lord, and He's keeping me by His marvelous grace.
Amen.
Amen. And through my faith, praise God in Him, praise the Lord, I can do nothing without Him. He said, ready to be revealed in the last time. So we see, praise God, how can we know the way, praise God? Because God tells us the way.
Amen.
He said, He said, not only the mystery of godliness, He's in a living hope, but praise God, He said, it's the comfort that we find in that hope that we have. Ain't you glad for a comfort today and hope?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that we have a hope that's comforting.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about a hope that we have, a comforting hope.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for a comforting hope. Jesus said, the Bible says that in verse 13 of this 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That you sorrow not even as others, what? Which have no hope. I'm glad, praise God, we got hope tonight.
Amen.
I thank God for my old granddaddy. He used to pull his old handkerchief out. Somebody would come to altar, they'd weep away, they'd cry out, they'd say, glory to God, I got saved. Amen. Praise God, he'd take his old handkerchief out, tears would be running down his face, and say, glory to God, they got hope. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, he'd take a lap around the old growth church, praise God, wagging that flag. He said, hope, praise
Amen.
God. Amen. What is he saying? I didn't realize that for a long time. He was saying, praise God, they got something that wasn't of this world, praise God. It wasn't of this realm. It was something from out of this world.
Amen.
They got hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, sorrow not as others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I hope so. Praise God. If he's still dead, we ain't got no hope. Amen. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Amen. Now watch this. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. Amen. That we which are alive and remain in the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For Lord himself. I'm glad there ain't going to be no other.
Amen.
Amen. For the Lord himself. I'm glad, praise God, my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer, praise God. He's taking care of all the things. He's setting up all the schedule, and praise God, he's taking care of all the things himself.
Amen.
Amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and a voice of an archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Those that's sleeping. His body's out here in the grave, praise God. But that soul, that spirit, praise God. Ecclesiastes 12:7 said the body goes back to the grave which you come, but the spirit goes back to God at given. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You say if that body's still out there in the ground, then it's never absent from the body. But I want to say glory be to God. I'm glad that he's coming today, Brother Rex, that this spirit, that part that lives and breathes and has its being, it's going to leave this old body behind, praise God.
Amen.
This old dust is going to fall back to the ground which you come, but that part of me that lives and breathes and has my being, and let's be shout and praise and give God glory. I'm going to go with him, praise God. I'm going to go be with him that give it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, where's those folks that died and when that we buried out here? Where are they at now? Praise God, the body's in the graveyard, the soul and the spirit's with the Lord.
Yeah.
You believe that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. People tried to tell me the other day, praise God, that we're just that all those that's dead in Christ are laying in the graveyard somewhere. Amen. I said, they don't know the Christ I know then. Amen. The Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that died on Calvary, praise God, got up at third appointed day, death, victorious over death in the grave, praise God. He takes a spirit out of them when they die.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Those that have the Lord Jesus Christ, though they be dead, yet they're alive forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. When a child of God dies, nothing of God dies.
Yeah.
Amen. You may take this old carcass one day, pull it up here and say a few words over Pastor Jeff and take me and bury me out on a hill somewhere over an ice and cinder where we got our places. Amen. Glory be to God. But I want to say you'll just bury this old body, the part that's inside me that loves Jesus Christ with all my heart. He'll be gone home, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, that is right. Amen. I'm leaving here, praise God. Teresa and Tommy Rice is going to take this old body and part it out and sell the metal and stuff, amen, for scrap and bury what's left, praise God. Oh, yeah, they've done worked that out. Done got a plan. Amen. Covered it. I got $36,000. I may not ever tell you that. $36,000 right knee. Titanium alloy. Amen. Hey, glory to God, they done stuck it in there. But praise God, Brother Bill, when that day comes, I'm not going to need it. Praise God. When I get over the portals of glory, I'm going to run around throwing the grace, praise God, with
Amen.
Them God-given knees.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to hurry along. Praise God. It won't be long. Then Christ shall rise first. And then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in there. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
There's a fellow told me the other day, I was out visiting, knocking on doors and visiting. And the old fellow told me, he said, well, preacher, I don't know how you believe, but these people talk about a rapture. The Bible don't say nothing about a rapture. I said, no. But the Bible says that they will be caught up. That word caught up is harpazo. It means to be snatched, to taken out by force.
Amen.
He said, but I don't believe that. I said, I believe we're just going to all gather up here and the Lord's going to go. Well, how? It's strange to me if he said we're going to be caught up. And we're going to take it up into the air, praise God. But we're still going to be here. Somebody's confused. And it's not me. Amen. I'm not confused on that. I know how I believe on that. The Lord's going to say, hey, it's time, youngins. You've been through enough, praise God. Come up hither. Come away, my beloved. Come away, my fair one, praise God. And we're going to lose gravity. Gravitation will have no hold. And we're going to take a plain air ride.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, I'm going to go be with Jesus. A fellow told me a while back, he said, preacher, you don't need to be preaching this stuff. these people don't agree with you. I said, well, they don't agree with you. It's not me, it's they don't agree with God. Amen. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. The Holy Ghost tells us, praise God. We have a blessed hope. Amen. We have a way. He said, then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. One of these days, praise God, there's going to be a shout and a trump. Amen. Brother Danny, I'm going out of here. I may be over at Weaverville doing my thing, up on the field feeding, tending more ornery cows, and I look across there, praise God, and I'm going up out of here, and I look across the hill, and there's Brother Danny, glory to God, and we're both going, woo! 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 Amen, praise God. Hello, glory. What God has already done, taking us out of here, praise the Lord. Amen, we just need to be getting ready. Need to be ready. We need to be ready to go, praise God, when God calls us out of here. But that's where he said we get that comfort of hope. He said, wherefore comfort one another with what? These words. These words. What are these words? It's the words of God.
Amen.
Amen. God can't lie, youngins. God can't lie. God won't lie. So how do we know the way? Praise God, we know the way to the Father's house because God has told us the way.
Amen.
Amen. He tells you, let me just say it right quickly. He said, praise God, we hear it in the Word. John chapter 5, verse 24. He said, He gives us the Word, praise God, that He is the way.
Amen.
Amen. Let me just read you these right quickly. The way that God gives us, the way that God shows in John chapter 5, 24. Amen. The Bible said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my Word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not be come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Amen. We know the way, praise God, because Lord Jesus Christ has made the way for us. Amen. When we hear the Word of God,
amen.
You know you have to hear the Word of God to be saved.
Yeah.
Begotten by the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Not only can we know the way, praise God, come to hear the Word because we believe on the Lord. Look at John 3:16. Everybody ought to be able to quote that by heart.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave what? His only begotten Son. That what? That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that word perish means to make useless and no account. But he said, praise God, he never called us to be useless and no account. He called us unto everlasting life and praises upon our lips.
Amen.
Amen. The way the way to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is through the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on, through hearing the Word of God, through believing on the Lord. Amen. Amen. He said, and it's not the, he said, it's the do, and the other way, again, praise God, is to do the will of the Father. The way to keep us in good relations with God Almighty is to just follow Him. To do His will, praise God. Look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew chapter 20, verse 21 said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. That's the ones where we get a profession without a possession. We got people that all over this place. I can't find nobody in this valley, Brother Danny. It's lost. Very seldom somebody say, yeah, preacher, I know I'm lost. I need the Lord. I need to be saved. Pray for me. Most of the people you say, well, preacher, I believe I'm all right. Amen. They're headed for hell on a freight train. Praise God, running wide open. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and in thy name have cast out devils, but in thy name and in thy name have done many wonderful work. And then will I profess unto them, and I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Amen. A pretense of doing all these things and doing for the glory of God when they're doing it for that pat on the back. Amen. They're doing it for, they praise God, it's outside the will of God. He said, everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of God which is in heaven. He said, but he that doeth the will of God which is in heaven. Those are the ones. Amen. Those are the ones. Those are the ones that know the way. And then Jesus would tell us, he would tell us over here in John chapter 14, that Thomas said, Lord, I know not. And how can we know the way? And Jesus says to him, he says, Thomas, son, said Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Amen.
I am the truth. I am the life. Amen. That right there is self-explanatory. It don't need no more. But the Holy Ghost of God don't leave it there, Brother Austin. He don't leave it there. But listen how he completes this thing. He said, the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father. How? But by me.
Amen.
Jesus nails it down there. He nails it, makes it just as perfect, just as simple as a child could understand it. The only way to get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. 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 How do we know the way? Jesus said, I'm the way. Amen. I'm the way. He gives us the direction. He gives us the thing. He shows us the way, the mystery of godliness, the living hope, praise God, the comfort of hope. And then Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, if you want to get to heaven, you want to see the Father's house, he said, Brother Austin, just follow me. I'll take you right in, praise God. I'll show you around when we get there. Amen. Glory be God. I don't know about you. That's exciting to me. Amen. That's exciting. Praise God. The way to the Father's house, the way that we need to go, praise God, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.